It's 3:30 and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Will Masgay with Patrick Clark and Tandy Vella. In the weather, it's a cold and rainy 3 degrees outside of East York Studios. Now here are the headlines. The manhunt intensifies for a suspect wanted in a GTA shooting. In sports, Canada's ladies take it to the Russians. And in entertainment, Tandy has the latest from the Junos. Now to our top story. 25-year-old Owen Anthony Smith has become the GTA's most wanted man. He's wanted for the fatal shooting at Lawrence and Allen Road, which was caught on tape March 14th. Smith is alleged to have shot six men in the doorway of an apartment building, killing one, 18-year-old Ahmed Abdi Karim. Police have already arrested a man they allege to have been seen with the trigger man in the video footage of the crime, 25-year-old Wendell Cuff. The search for Smith intensifies as Toronto police have requested help from the OPP, the RCMP, and even Interpol. Police are asking anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers. In other local news, a Mississauga man has been charged for calling in a fake bomb threat to a mall in Mississauga. 34-year-old Justin Dillon was arrested Wednesday and is facing charges for public mischief and staging a terrorist hoax. It is alleged that he made the call on November 24, 2006 to both Monmouth County Sheriff's Office in New Jersey and Crime Stoppers here in Toronto. He has been released and will appear later in a Brampton court. And it's that time of year again for high school students. 12th graders across Ontario are checking their mailboxes daily. What are they looking for? Acceptance letters from the desired university or college. The wait is on, with many students anxious to find out where they will be going to school next September. Nicole Watts reports.
Many grade 12 students, now in their last semester of high school, are looking ahead to an unknown future. With university and college applications completed in January, the question is, when will those acceptance letters come? Megan Anderson from Ajax High School is one of those waiting students. She has applied to several schools, including York, UIT, Lakehead, and Brock.
My number one choice is York, and I want to go there for nursing. And I'm a little nervous about the response because I don't think I have a good enough grade average that I will be able to get in. But I'm excited that if I do get in, I'll be able to attend.
Anderson says she's had a lot of fun throughout high school, but she's also looking forward to a new chapter in her life. She's not looking too far ahead, though, as for now, she's in the same boat as most of her fellow students, getting through this final semester and waiting to see which schools accept her. It could be a long wait, as acceptances can be mailed anytime from now until June. Nicole Watts, Centennial College Radio News.
And in national news, a Conservative MP from Saskatchewan is apologizing for anti-gay remarks he made almost 20 years earlier. Tom Lukiski is shown making the comments in a video from 1991 at the Provincial Conservative Election Headquarters. The tape was allegedly found by the NDP in the same office formerly occupied by their opposition. Gay rights groups and a homosexual MP are calling for Lukiski's resignation. Also in national news, a heavy icebreaker is joining the search for a missing Quebec sealer today. The Coast Guard resumed its search yesterday for Carl Lecoyne, who went down with the La Canadienne II, a sealing vessel which capsized last Saturday in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. Three of his fellow crewmen were killed in the accident, and he is presumed dead as well. The initial search for Lecoyne was called off 12 hours after the sinking. His mother and the mayor of his hometown asked for the search to resume. And that's the latest news. Now here's Patrick with sports.
Thanks, Will. Earlier today, Canada hammered Russia at the Women's World Hockey Championship in China. The team won 8-1 in the tournament's opening Group A game. The United States defeated Germany in Group B, also 8-1. In Group C, Japan lost to Sweden 5-0. Canada will face China on Sunday. Things weren't so lucky for the Leafs. The Toronto Maple Leafs will finish their season tomorrow night in Montreal. Today's Toronto Star says the most they can finish with is 85 points. It would still be their worst game in a decade. The Leafs lost to the Ottawa Senators last night at the Air Canada Centre, 8-2. Despite the Leafs' losing streak, diehard fans still gather at the local Boston Pizza restaurant to cheer them on. Crystal Cossett reports.
The Leafs were on the road in Carolina. They were playing at the RBC Centre. Vesa Toskala was in net again for the Leafs. During the first period, the Leafs came out strong. Rookie Yuri Tulisti scored the first goal of the game. This was his fourth of the season. Julian Jane, a fan of the Leafs, says it's not all bad.
Well, I don't think they're playing too bad, but the only problem is I figured they'd be playing a lot better because of the signings of Jason Blake. but that hasn't proven to be much this year. They're last in the division. So far I'm disappointed with this year.
The second period started off rough. Although the Leafs did manage to kill off the penalties, Hurricane Tim Gleason scored to tie up the game. Fans shouted at the TVs.
Well, first of all, I think the Leafs need to get a new general manager that understands the game of hockey. Secondly, I think they need to get a nice young star coming up from the rookie league. Third, I think they need a new head coach because Paul Maurice is too childlike to be running the Leafs organization.
At the beginning of the third period, Scott Walker scored. That gave Carolina a one-goal lead. With 11 seconds left in the period, Leafs captain Matt Sundin scored and sent the game into overtime. But just minutes into overtime, Rob Brendamore scored to win the game for Carolina. The final score was 3-2 Carolina. The Leafs play again on Saturday night against the Ottawa Senators. I'm Crystal Cossett, reporting for Centennial College Radio News.
The Toronto Raptors will host the Charlotte Bobcats tonight at the Air Canada Centre. After losing Tuesday to the Atlanta Hawks, the Raptors failed to grab a playoff spot. The Raptors says that the game tonight will help them get back on track. The Bobcats' only victory over the Raptors this season was when Chris Bosh was not in the lineup. The losing streak continues with the Blue Jays. The Yankees whipped them 3-2 last night. The Jays remain confident about tonight's home opener against Boston. Montreal lawyer Richard Pound failed yesterday to become president of the Court of Arbitration for Sport. It is the highest appeals body in international sports. Pound is the former chief of the World Anti-Doping Agency. He weighed in second to Italian lawyer Mina Oletta. In the World Cricket Cup, South Africa was too tough a team for India. South Africa finished the day on 223 for 4, but Sri Lanka put up a fight against the West Indies. After leading 139 for 5, the West Indies lost the second test to 17 for 5. That's all for sports, but stay with us after the break. Tandy Vella comes with us with entertainment.
You're eating chunky chicken soup with a fork?
Well, you got to spear the chicken to get it into your mouth. Look at that.
You got some noodles on your fork.
Yeah, but they slide through.
Well, you use the spoon, you use the fork.
That's right.
Is chunky chicken soup a soup or a meal?
I leave that up to the experts, but I personally...
Why'd you say that?
I know, but I mean, you know, I'm not the connoisseur in the food department, but I would say it's the meat.
But it's a soup.
It's a meal within a soup. Let's put it that way.
Gamble's chunky chicken. It's the soup that eats like a meal.
Thanks, Patrick. In entertainment, the Juno Awards ceremony is going down in Calgary Sunday night. Comedian Russell Peters will be hosting the Canadian Music Awards show. Leading in nominations is Celine Dion with 6 nods. Other Juno nominees include artists Avril Lavigne, Julie Black, and Michael Bublé. The show will be aired live on CTV Sunday at 8. Another artist in the running for a Juno this weekend is Toronto rapper and producer Jay Diggs. Jay Diggs isn't a gangster rapper. He makes music for women to dance to. His fresh approach has people taking notice. Sarah Cooner reports.
That was a sneak peek of Jay Diggs creating his next masterpiece. The Toronto rapper recently started the new year performing at City TV's Countdown. He's been nominated twice at the Much Music Video Awards, and it's rumored he may be nominated again at this year's Junos. Much Music has also named him the 18th sexiest man in entertainment. But Jay Diggs has a lot more going for him than just good looks. He is also a producer. His sound, often compared to platinum-selling producer Pharrell Williams. He's produced chart-topping tracks for rapper Cardinal Official. He has written and produced music for Melanie Durant. And most recently, he hooked up with teen heartthrob George Nezuka, creating their hit song, With You.
I've been producing for about 10 years now. Since I was around 11 or 12, I started. I'm 21 now. So you just kind of start playing music, and then it just builds itself after a while. It has to have a rhythm. The rhythm has to feel right. It has to move with the times. And it has to, you know, have some sort of swing to it to make you want to dance or move or bob your head.
J. Diggs released his debut album, Memoirs of a Playboy, in Canada last August and is currently in the studio working on his sophomore album, which he hopes to release in the U.S. and Canada next year. Thank you for tuning in. I am Sarah Kunar, Centennial College Radio News.
Also celebrating making beautiful music together is a sold-out crowd at the Feminist Porn Awards. The third installment of the Sexy Awards show is tonight at the Gladstone Hotel. Statue awards, called Emmas, will be handed out in categories such as Hottest Trans Sex Scene and Best Bi Scene. If you have kids in tow, fantasy movie Nim's Island starring Abigail Breslin is in theaters today. Also at this weekend is Leatherheads, a sports comedy starring Renee Zellweger and George Clooney. And sure to tickle your funny bone is Comedy Kenny, starring Ronald Shane and Jesse Jacobson. That's all for entertainment. Now back to Will with more news.
Thanks, Sandy. That's news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening, and have a great afternoon.